Hey, Tim Price, how did that cross-country round go for you?
Really good, actually. He's a horse with a lot of talent, and he's 10 years old. And I haven't had the best run in this year to something like Gatcombe, with a fall in Poland really early on, and we sort of spent from between there and now getting ourselves back together. But he was super around there. You can hear I'm puffing. Yesterday I walked it thinking I'm actually quite fit, and then I've ridden around and it does run you pretty hard, and the horses. But yeah, no, he was really good. I couldn't be more pleased with him.
It's definitely a worthy course from Captain Mark Phillips. What did you think of the terrain, and how was the course run in general?
The terrain is always the terrain. That's a big ask around here. You really got to treat it like a target event, not an event onto somewhere else. I think you might get your comeuppance if you don't do it, to have that approach. As far as the course, he's done a great job. Again, you know, just managing and minding the terrain and all that puts against us, with a very cleverly placed position, fences in question. So, no, it's all there if you ride it in the way that he wants you to, which is balance at the right times, push at the right times, and try and ride to the distances he's created. But I enjoyed it, and it was good fun.
Could you sum up your overall experience at the Magic Millions Festival of British Eventing?
I think it's a great tribute to British eventing, you know, this year, more so than before. I think maybe the sunshine, but also the introduction of Magic Millions. It's brilliant, you know, from the dressage and the type of atmosphere. It's a proper atmosphere, but it's a very respectful atmosphere to the high impact side over here, and great fun, and look forward to many more.